This is Pastor Ron Brammer. I want to welcome you to Rock Power Radio. Rock Power Radio is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are a non-denominational, independent church. Our purpose in bringing you these programs is to encourage you to put God first in your life, to trust God, to seek first the kingdom of God, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. This week on Rock Power Radio, we're talking about who we are in Christ. What is our true identity? You know, like the old quiz show that said, would the true body of Christ or would the real body of Christ please stand up? Well, most Christians don't associate or identify with being the body of Christ. They identify practically the way they do in the world with their profession, where they live. I'm an American. I'm an Iowan. I'm this or that. I'm an electrician. I'm a plumber. I'm a doctor. I'm a Lutheran. I'm a Methodist. I'm a Baptist. None of those are correct. You are the body of Christ. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And because we don't seem to know that and grasp that, then we cannot act that way. We need to act like the body of Christ. We need to act like the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that we need to serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. We need to take our place in the body of Christ under the headship of Jesus Christ. So this week we're talking about who we are and how do we find out who we are? The same way Jesus did from the Word of God. Jesus became a man just like you and I. He did not know who he was. He did not know his message. He did not know his mission. He found it in the body of Christ. He constantly said, have you not read? Or it is written. Well, how did he know that? Did God just give him that information? No. He was a man just like you and I. He ministered on this earth as a man so that he could redeem man. If God could redeem man as man, then he would have done it long ago. But he had to send his son as a man, not an imitation man, but a man. The Bible said it behooved him to become like us in all ways. Well, if he was like us in all ways, then he had to read the Bible to find out what was in it. Certainly he prayed. Certainly his mother told him what the angel had told her. But he got into the Bible and he searched the scriptures and he found out who he was. And he recognized who he was and he believed who he was. And by faith, he did what he was supposed to do. That is our way of doing things. Open your Bibles to Luke chapter 4. We see when Jesus returned from his temptation in the wilderness, from his temptation and Satan's defeat. See, he defeated Satan in the wilderness, and then he defeated Satan for all of us on the cross. But he returned in the power of the Holy Spirit, not in the power of the flesh, not in the power of the Pharisees, not in the power of the Jewish religion. He returned in the power of the Holy Spirit, and he came into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. If you're not in the custom of going to church, then you need to follow Jesus and get in the custom. The Bible says, and as was his custom, they handed him the book, and he found in the book the place where it was written, which was Isaiah 61, and he began to read what was written, and he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Glory be to God. How did he know that? He read, he was quoting, he was reading Isaiah 61, and he knew that it was speaking of him. He knew the Spirit of God had come upon him. Well, the Spirit of God is not a spiritual hitchhiker. He knew the Spirit of God came upon him for a reason, and he proclaimed that reason. He accepted that reason, and he walked by faith to carry out that reason. And that's exactly what we need to do today. And he opened the book and he turned to Isaiah 61. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed, and I'm sure he said, me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and to recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those that are oppressed, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Then he closed the book and he gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. They were waiting for what he was going to say about it. And he said to them, today, right now, right here, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. In a vision, he told Brother Hagin, he said, that's the first thing I preached in every town I went to. He declared who he was. Amen? He told him that when he took Brother Hagin to heaven and he gave him a healing anointing and he said, this won't work unless you tell people. Why? Because faith is always involved. Now he was quoting Isaiah 61. I want to read it to you because there's more that follows what he said. Isaiah 61:1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me. Now you see, Jesus had to be anointed. People don't want to accept that, but we need to accept the Bible. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me for a purpose. What was the purpose? To preach good tidings to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. He didn't say the planting of a rose bush, the planting of a daisy or a lily, the planting of a tree. A tree can't be moved. He's talking about, you know, the Bible says we're to be like trees planted by the rivers of water, that we won't be moved. You see, if we're moved, tossed to and fro, we believe one thing and then another, God's not glorified in that. God is not glorified when we don't believe the Bible and when we don't act upon the Bible. Come on. So our job is to be trees of righteousness so that he may be glorified. Our number one purpose on this earth is the same as Jesus, to glorify God. Jesus said this just before he went away in John chapter 16, verse 7. He was telling them that he was going to go away, and they didn't quite understand that he meant to the cross. But he said this in John chapter 16, verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. Jesus always tells the truth. And if it differs from what man says, then what man says is not the truth. Come on. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. You know, what man says is subject to change. What God says is not. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It's to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, this translation says, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come in you, he will convict the world of sin and of judgment and of, of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Now he will not do that until you give him the Word of God. You give him the Word of God, the Holy Spirit does the convicting. So many times people try to do the convicting, try to make people feel guilty, try to convict them, and what you have then is emotional and not spiritual. But he said, when he's come, he'll convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they don't believe in me. Of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more.
of judgment because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, that's the helper, has come, he will guide you into all truth. Now, you have to follow. He'll lead you away from the traditions of men and what people say into the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. Verse 14, he will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. If you haven't noticed, the world doesn't mind the name God, but they sure don't like the name Jesus Christ. Amen? The Bible says he will glorify me. He will glorify me, Jesus Christ. Where is he going to do that? In you, through you, and by you. How did he do it in Jesus? Jesus constantly confessed who he was, but before he could do that, he had to find out who he was. So many people in the church world, instead of confessing who they are, what the Bible says, they say, well, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Well, that'll never get the job done. I said, that doesn't glorify God. That'll never get the job done. That's not biblical. That's not truth. The Bible teaches the law of confession. Jesus confessed who he was. He did it so people would believe it, but he also had to constantly build himself up because the world was constantly trying to tear him down. You know, that's what the devil said, if you are the Son of God. Yeah. The devil doesn't want you believing you're the Son of God, acting like you're the Son of God, doing things like a Son of God. Mark 11:23 applies to this. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. So you have to believe it and you have to say it. It has to be in your heart and in your mouth.
Thank you for the privilege of speaking to you today, tuning into this radio program. As we've been announcing for several weeks, we now have Healing School every Thursday night at 7 p.m. We are emphasizing the fact that we base our faith, we base our knowledge, we base our beliefs on the Word of God, not the word of any man, not the word of any textbook. The Word of God is our textbook, and God watches over that word to fulfill it. So we are having Healing School Thursday nights at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. You're all welcome to come, and I sincerely believe the body of Christ needs to get a revelation that God still heals today. And he does it through his word and through his spirit and through the body of Christ.